Welcome back to another episode of The Vape Show.
The FE Vape Show.
Well, yeah, I mean, just to be specific, but it really is just a talk show between, you know, two friends and vaping.
The freaking variable vape show.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the variables are slim, just random conversation, maybe.
Well, no, I mean, to be fair, and we haven't got much variety in product right now, but...
No, the market's still very much the same. Guess what? Everyone's into disposables.
Oh, are they?
So guess what the manufacturers are making?
Guns.
That's wrong.
Pogs. Are they bringing pogs back?
No. Okay, so the guessing game doesn't work with you. That's fine. We've learned
chickens.
Mistake.
Are they developing a new chicken recipe to,
no, not
to go
either.
Against KFC in the chicken burger wars?
What I do want to bring to your attention, Alex, is more people are listening than ever.
Oh, good.
So if you're out cutting the grass or washing the car, or maybe you've just got us on your device. I don't want to say it because that
should go off.
Yeah, it should go off, you know, but that Amazon thing.
The Alexa. Alexa?
Turn volume up. sorry about that, everyone. But enjoy us at a higher
Alexa,
volume.
Play Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
Damn, now they've gone. So, yeah, if you've just rejoined us after listening to the Spice Girls, then welcome back. But yeah, we're across 10 platforms now, video on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome. And obviously members on YouTube, you get to see the full show as well.
And for the first time in a while, we're both shorn of sleeve.
Yes.
We're both wearing T-shirts right now. I didn't have to say shorn of sleeve. Could have just said... T-shirts. We're wearing T-shirts.
Yeah.
But I think I'm a bit of a, you know, I've got to say stuff.
Yeah, it was a bit eccentric, to be fair.
Yeah, I don't think I'm eccentric particularly.
Well, it was an eccentric statement. But anyway, Alex.
I'm going to unplug your headphones if you carry on.
Save on to your
naughty boys can't hear.
Because I've got a vaping device in front of us. In fact, there's a few coming up. There's five in this show. They already know what they are because they probably read the title.
And I can see them. I know what they are.
But the first one up is this beauty. Alex, in front of me, I have got the Vupu Drag Q.
Yeah, you have.
Now, I've paired this with a little 50-50. It's only a 3mg.
Yeah.
So quite low.
Peach flavour.
So I like it.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
But the Vupu Drag Q... Now, as much as we've seen a disposable takeover of the vaping industry, what's also going on is a lot of the enthusiast market have also switched to mouth to lung, but mainly across Boro type devices.
Mm-hmm.
Mouth to lung seems to be where it's at. It's the flavour that people are chasing and the cloud production. People want that experience. There's been less mechs. I think we all kind of go, okay, I've polished my mechs and put them away. It's kind of how it is. I haven't seen your Purge collection for a while.
No. I can't vape a 20 milligram Nixol on a Purge. Well, I could, but...
And that's where you're currently at.
Yeah. If I vaped a 20 milligram Nixol on one of my Purges, I probably would lose my eyesight for a little while.
So this is the latest device from Vupu, the Drag Q.
Oh.
You see, it's got lots of things going on the box. It's telling me that it's got smart air power linkage. That's really impressive. I'll come on to that. Infinite airflow control.
Yeah, and I liked it in the boxes, so I want to read it.
You can do that. Oh, you didn't make a sound effect to remove it.
It has an ITO Tech platform and a gradient light bar.
Which is impressive. I like unique features.
What's in the box, Pete? Because I can read off the content whilst you're taking it out.
Okay, go on.
So there should be a Drag Q device. Now, the Drag Q device has a 1,250 milliamp battery. It comes... Oh, no, Pete's still showing it.
I'm going to do it down here.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, it comes with a 1,250, was it?
No, I've already done that.
Okay.
I thought you were going to get the pod tank out.
Oh, okay. I'm on the pod now. I'm like your Debbie McGee. That makes you Paul Daniels.
You're not the first person to call me Paul Daniels in the space of a few days.
Okay,
it's
carry on.
It's a bit upsetting.
Carry on.
It comes with the Vupu ITO X Pod. Now, this one is a 3.5 milliliter example because this is a sample. Obviously, in Europe, it will be a 2 mil pod tank. And that ITO X Pod has... two current coils to pick from. It has the ITO M0, which is a 0.5 ohm coil, which Pete is struggling to get out. Oh, one of them's missing, Pete. Have you prepared something there?
The 0.5 is here.
Yeah.
It's not exactly.
It's in the tank.
I've put it in.
And you also get the VOOPOO ITO M3 coil, which is a 1.2 ohm coil, so a very mouth-to-lung based setup. However, the 0.5 coil is also going to be more mouth-to-lung orientated due to the size of the pod tank and the air fryer options. Also, you get a Type USB-C cable and the classic user manual. And you've got a little bit of, you know, rainbow, petrol-y colour sort of stuff on the box, which is nice, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, look at that rainbow. Look in this camera here, Pete. Look what I'm doing. You handed me £10.
There's a lot of rainbow going on there.
Oh, there are, in fact, four different coils for the that are available on the ITO platform, which this is a member of. So I've already mentioned the ITO M0, the mesh 0.5, and the ITO M3, the mesh 1.2 ohm coil. But you also get the ITO M1, which is a 0.7 mesh, and the ITO M2, which is a 1 ohm mesh. Now, all of these coils are saying, you know, they're good for Nick salts, and they give a power range. So the lowest resistance, which is the ITO M0, has a power range of 18 to 25 watts. The ITO M1 has a power range of 14 to 18 watts. The ITO M2 has a power range of 10 to 14 watts, so very weak. And the ITO M3 has a power range of 8 to 12 watts, which is arguably not the sort of coil that I would want to use. It's not enough. It's not enough. Oof.
No.
I've got my .AIOs at 25 watts at all times.
Alex, I know how you roll.
I know you do. And so do a lot of the audience, just not all of them.
So there's the device itself. So what have we got? We've got embossed into a leather look, not cushioned, front drag cue.
Yep.
We've seen this
Which
before.
Is the colour chestnut.
Yes, that's right. So yes. It looks like what you'd see on some posh desk.
Yeah, I mean, you know? you've got quite a posh desk, but I've never seen anything chestnut on your desk.
I'm not that posh.
You try to be.
The device itself. Okay, so I don't really love seeing these on the base.
No.
Mainly because, right, USB-C port is on the base of the unit, right? So to charge that up, I've now got my tank. I've got access to the leads in there, USB-C's in the base. Now it's charging. That's great. However, I've now oversaturated my coil.
However, there is a simple fix.
Yeah?
I'll show you. Now, this guys, at home, this is going to be a revelation.
It's going to change your world.
It's going to change your world. So, I've got a device with the charging port at the base. That's irritating. I don't want to oversaturate my coil. What can I do? Boop. That's what you do. You just take out the pod tank, stand it upright, and just charge the device. It's quite a simple method.
You become a winner just by
exactly.
Applying that.
Mainly, you know, I'm sounding like I'm being patronising and condescending towards you, Pete, and that's because I am being. Because, you know, at the end of the day, I thought that your main concern with this port being down there is, if you stick it in your pocket, it's a pocket fluff magnet because it's at the base.
Not my concern.
Not your chief concern. And you know, that's fine because there's not really a way around the fluff in the base.
You're exactly right. Take out the tank from the pod mod because it's basically a pod-style tank. I say that because it's got not a 510.
No.
But this kind of magnetic feel.
And it is a strong magnet, isn't it?
Sorry, Alex. It's not a magnet.
Oh, you lied to me.
Yeah, I did. It's a pressure fit instead of the magnetic. You don't get the clunk it's pulled in. What you get, let me show it to the other camera. There's these little pressure points, these little like ball bearing looking things that clip into a ring on the inside of the mod. So as you push it down, they click.
And this is what I've said to Pete before. You know, we've just had a disagreement on camera.
Yeah.
You know, in front of people.
Yeah. It wasn't a big thing.
But what you've done is you've lied to me.
I said it was magnetic.
I left you to deal with this product.
Yeah.
And what have you done? You've lied. You've lied about it. You've already said it's got a magnet. I thought it had a magnet. No wonder I found it a little bit difficult to take it out.
Okay. Like the magnetic ones that you're used to.
better.
Instead of a 5'10", it's
you've got
like
some dimpled areas.
Yeah, but they're like, they get pressed in. A bit like walking crutches. If you ever broke your leg and you get some of those NHS crutches, it's a bit like that. Extend them by pressing those things in.
That's a reach.
It is. It's a bit of a stretch. I've put the 0.5 ohm coil in
there. Good boy.
Okay. Now, to do that, there's one thing to be aware of. If you can see there, the base of the coil, there's two flat edges in the circular base of the coil.
Yeah.
Breaking it from being a circular base to two plinths. And you just have to line them up with the rectangular cutout. And you know it's right because you can run your finger across it and it's flush. It's not proud. If it's proud, the coil isn't bedded in properly.
No.
It's going to leak. You're not going to be happy. There's going to be all kinds of problems. Somebody's going to cry because they've got a wet patch in their pocket. Makes it look like they've wet themselves, and that's not fun.
That's it. And VooPoo would cop the blame for that. And it's wouldn't not, be VooPoo's fault. It would be user error. That is you guys out there and Pete making user errors.
So I'm going to skip
not
forward.
Not me.
Because I've already put the coil in.
I've never vented a battery in a device in my life.
The mouthpiece simply removes. So it's just a twisted thread. So I twist the top of the mouthpiece, the base plate comes off with it, and then it looks like there's nowhere to put your juice into. But there is. There's two tiny little holes. One to put your tip from the juice into, which is there. Let me check. Yeah, one slightly marked by an impression on the silicone there. So you can push it in there, but it does go into either hole. Don't put it in the center because that's where the airflow comes up from the coil.
So and you will flood it.
You'll flood it. That's not good. So just here, they press down, in it goes, and then you can squeeze and fill up your tank.
An e-liquid flood of biblical proportions would happen should you pour it through the center.
So once the tank is primed, by that, I mean the cotton's got to saturate with that e-liquid. It's going to take 5-10 minutes. I looked ahead, Alex. I predicted the future where we would have to wait. So,
you already set it up.
I already put the juice in. You can see there's the terminals that make contact with the positive and negative of the coil, completing the circuit. You click that in. Now, this is where things get cool. 5 clicks on, 5 clicks off, okay?
Right, classic.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See that green light come up there? Mm. That was something a bit different, wasn't it?
Now,
I can fire it because I've already primed the coil. Now, what happens, come up to the other camera. I've got minus and plus up here. As I adjust this little twisty section of the mod.
Flip it and show the guys. Show the guys at home.
This is going to blow their minds.
I know.
So I'm on wide open airflow.
Whoa, look at how colourful that is.
Close off the airflow.
Less colour.
Open up
the
airflow.
Whoa, look at that colour. Oh no.
You know, it reminds me of like your dad's hi-fi in the 80s.
Oh yeah, like the graphic equalizer.
Graphic equalizer kickoff. Now, it's doing two things. So we saw on the, well, you read on the box that it's got this smart airflow where it's going to adjust power and air.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, as you adjust the power, it changes what flavor profile is denoted the most. And also as you, did I say power? Yeah. And as you change the airflow, you get that warmth or cold to the vape as it comes through. And that changes, again, what flavor is most prominent.
Yeah.
So what VooPoo have done in their genius is gone, do you know what?
I timed that perfectly.
You did time it. They've come up with adjust the airflow and the power range at the same time. So if I put it right down low, two things happen here. I can inhale and it will auto fire. I can inhale and press.
It's got an automatic trigger.
I can press the button and it will fire. So, here, you do it.
Okay, I'm going to test the automatic trigger because, you know, I'm a judge.
So that's on restricted now. It's closed right down. It's interrupting with the microphone.
It's interrupting with the microphone no matter where I move.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I wonder if it interrupts the microphone when I'm pressing the button.
That's just electronics. Yeah, I can still hear that.
So in that 4 vapes I had there, I did get a really enjoyable vape experience. And that's with the airflow right down, isn't it? So let's turn it up. Do, 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 do.
And the best thing here is, you know, obviously disposables have been great and everyone's loving disposables for convenience.
Win. Airflow all the way open. Win, mate.
What you're getting with this is convenience. You don't have to learn about the device, just five clicks on, five clicks off. Good. And how to change a coil, which we've already covered.
Yeah. That's a really, really pleasant vape. I mean, it's what you want from a mouth to lung hit. It gives you a nice warm vape, even with the airflow wide open, because, you know, you have got a narrow mouthpiece, the chimney's quite narrow, the coils are quite narrow themselves, so they're going to maintain that heat for longer. That's really nice. That vapes really, really well.
So this is brand new. There's a lot of devices coming right now, and that's because of Vapor Expo that's happening at Birmingham NEC. It's a chance for the whole industry to kind of show off its latest technology. The Gene chip has been amazing for years.
Well, it's almost been a revolution of late as well, because it's outlasted. Its development has essentially outlasted and outdeveloped competitors.
Yeah.
And I've been blown away by all these Vupu products with that chip. That the flavour that you're getting via the coils that are being powered by that chip have been fantastic generally. And when you've got a simple device like this, instead of one with loads of ridiculous menu settings and temp control that nobody uses, having something that goes back to basics to an extent, but yet still has enough sort of, you know, playability, let's say, it gives such a pleasant vape in a nice, simple, accessible device. Like Vupu, this is what you should be doing with the Gene chip. You should be making it an easy, let's just hit a nice mouth to lung hit, like vape and enjoy life.
Yeah, I think what we're going to see in the UK version of this once it's officially released, obviously this is a reviewer's sample. Mm-hmm. So it's an early introduction to the market. Look at what we're working on. So we've got the full size tank. When they come to the UK, obviously there's going to be a reducer bung. There'll be maybe a different type of glass that's reducing the capacity, so that it's appropriate for the country that you're in. But
hopefully they just do a bung.
Yeah.
Like a bung that you could, you know, if you're naughty, you could remove.
Yeah. But don't.
No, definitely don't.
Yeah.
That'd be naughty, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I have it with the airflow wide open, so you can have it closed off and it's not lit up, or light it up and go for the full.
And if you're trying to reenact a scene from the 1980s film Tron, then that's the perfect green colour to have. Obviously, that was remaked. It was remade in the 2010s, wasn't it, Tron?
Even direct to lung.
Didn't really watch it.
So you can vape it in a way that suits you. Closed off, it's really nice for mouth to lung. And it's a good amount of restricted as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had other devices where when you're closed off, it's almost impossible to really get the device
it's
working.
A proper sort of scenario.
Equally, I've had devices that when the airflow's wide open, the auto fire doesn't work particularly well. That's it, wide open.
I think the auto fire works really well on that. And I think the fact that you've got a button, which for me would be preferable, I think, at this time, in a device like that, I quite like the feeling of I'm doing this rather than it's automatically, you know.
I got to be honest, though. I picked up the device earlier and changed the coil, immediately used the device and went auto fire. I didn't even think to press the button. So maybe I'm getting acclimatized to that's how things are now.
I like automatic triggers. I just think in a device like that, I think the target audience for a device like that are going to probably prefer having both options, really, realistically.
Yeah.
So Vupu, yet again, well done.
I think it's a great device. I like the style of mouthpieces as well. Slightly longer.
Yeah.
It's convenient. It's a small pocket carry. It's light. It's a decent metal construction.
Daily charge size battery, 1,250 milliamps.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to do a couple of tanks on that.
Oh, so, easily.
Especially
when
it comes to the UK as the official version.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, I'd probably go for that in a day. You'd probably go for that in a day. But that's because we're vaping a lot. Whereas some of the guys at home, probably that would be maybe 2 days worth of battery.
Yes. Do you know, and whatever it is, it's fast charge.
Yeah.
So that's a win.
That is a win.
I didn't even check with the drip tip. Oh, look at that. You can change the drip tips out. So it looks like it's going to be proprietary because it's got this this yep. raised nipple on the top there.
Does it come with any spare mask pieces?
No. Oh. No, so maybe that's something that will follow on.
Could be a good thing of another sort of, you know, benefit to be able to clean the tank is by being able to take the mouthpiece off, give it a nice thorough clean.
Yeah, I like to see the advancements, and there's quite noticeable mm-hmm. differences with this device to anything else we've seen. The adjustable power and airflow and the visual light display and the fact that I don't have to touch any wattage up and down, I think from that point alone makes this a really easy device to talk about.
It's simple, but it's effective. And what more would you want from a vape device? I mean, this is probably marketed towards somebody that's maybe looking to upgrade from their first kit and they want something that, you know, a few more coil options, a different aesthetic.
You said four coil options. In this new range.
Yeah.
So there's something for every style of vaping. So there's going to be something for that more looser type. There's going to be something for the just Nixols. If you like that restricted mouth to lung, there's something there for you.
Rate that.
Yeah, I went for the coil that I thought would perform best.
And you were right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think sub-ohm resistance doesn't necessarily mean sub-ohm vaping anymore. And a 0.5 sub-ohm coil is giving me a lovely area mouth to lung vape, bit more power, bit of a ooh.
I'd agree. So, Alex, that is the Drag Q from Vupu.
Well, thank you for that, Pete. That was well remembered, the information you took in there. So I think, you know, that's a good way to start a video, isn't it?
What have you got coming up for me, Alex?
Some Elfbar 600 0 milligram nicotines.
Do you know what?
A new product from Elfbar, another Vupu product, and I think they're called Mori.
Don't tell me you've forgotten the name.
Yeah, hang on, let me look off camera, mate. And the Moti Pop disposable pod device.
Ah, yes.
I think we'll round the show off with that one, maybe.
Yeah, it's something quite different, quite quirky.
Moti.
But with a very obvious reason why it's been given its name.
Yeah.
Line them up, then. Line them up, Alex. Line them up.
Oh, always one, isn't there, Pete? Do you want to sort of open that one and that can be the first one we try?
Yeah, let's get it open. Down, isn't it? For members that are into ASMR, podcast listeners, I'm just opening one of the devices ready for the show. That's it. Device is open. And when I say ready for the show, that's because obviously on YouTube we do individual product reviews. So if there's any one of these that's of particular interest, you'll find like a 10, 15, 20 minute, half an hour video just on that product. Depends how much we talk, really.
Yeah, sometimes a lot. Other times I don't talk much and you talk a lot. And other times on top of that, I talk too much and you don't talk enough.
Oh, that's an interesting mix.
Good scenario, isn't it? So in front of me, Pete, I've got the Elfbar 600 Zero Nicotine Disposables.
Do you remember we recently looked at another range by another brand in Zero Nicotine?
Personally, I don't think you left enough time to split this up after what I'd said.
Oh, okay. What I thought...
That wasn't the intro, so I was wrong, so you were right. This is what happens, guys.
I mean, you've got
Let's me reverse coming. It back to start again. Because the guys that are members will see us, you know, we're not too proud to make a mistake. We'll go back and start again, you know?
Okay.
So here we go. Okay. Got yourself ready? Okay, set yourself again.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let's
see what you do for
I want you to set yourself first.
Okay.
In this video, Pete, we've got the Elfbar 600 0 milligram, 0 nicotine disposables.
Elfbar and 0 nicotine, Alex. Tell me more.
It makes no sense to me.
Right. I can tell you what's happened, Alex.
What?
You know how people were starting off on disposables?
Yeah, yeah.
There's also been a bit of a movement of people asking for
zero nic.
Zero nicotine.
There has, yeah.
So with that, Elf Bar went, do you know what? We were there for you at the beginning.
We'll be there for you at the end.
And that's what they've done.
Hmm. It's like, no, I'm not going to say what I was going to say because it's dark, but yeah.
You start off on a higher level nicotine, you start reducing it. And then the idea of vaping is it's a nicotine replacement therapy. It's no difference to a Nicorette patch. You start off high. That puts you on a level of your craving. So you've come from cigarettes, high craving, go across to a high patch or a high vape e-liquid, and you reduce it down. And at the end of that journey, the whole idea is that there's a zero nicotine just for comfort, just something familiarise yourself with. I'm not going without.
And that's a persuasive argument from you there, Pete, and I appreciate you making it, but...
Some will say that, oh, this is totally pointless.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm completely in the camp of zero nicotine disposables are pointless.
Do you know what convinced me?
My hand is like this. Like, at the end of Terminator 2, when Arnold is being lowered into the vat of molten metal, puts his arm and puts... And the thumbs up, and it slowly comes down.
Sad.
I'm just thumbsing up to this is pointless. I'm not quite there.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know, let's...
Do you know what did it for me, though?
What?
Go to the comments section of previous disposable videos and see how many people have commented along the lines
of... How many people?
Well, I don't know. Ooh, but
tell me how many people.
I'm telling you, it helped convince you. I've read comments like, I'm now on a zero nicotine and looking to give up vaping, but will still watch your videos because love you guys.
Which is very lovely of them.
I've seen... I'm currently trying to reduce. I've just gone on to a 20 and I've been 3 weeks smoke free.
What's that got to do with zeros?
Because, Alex, let me get to it. You know, you're very, let's make a really fast video. Hold on.
Sorry.
Because one of those comments that confirmed my thoughts, which is reduce your nicotine over time, said, I'm now on a zero, but we'll still watch you guys.
Which is really nice.
Yeah. And that's what I thought. And I don't know if I can...
I can't screenshot it and drop it.
Anyway, it's been one of the most recent videos. Certainly over the last month.
Okay, well, I'll take your word for it because I'm not going to go searching through the comments. But
what I want to do, Alex, is share my love of Elf Bar with you. We've got all of these to try. You can try any of them. You can try all of them. They're going to be as great as they always were. I'm moving them off camera because I want to have a looky through and see... the flavour profiles, because there's normally one that I'm going to go, my favourite.
I've found a flavour profile that isn't currently available in the actual nicotine version Elf Bars, which is cherry.
Cherry?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've not seen one in a 20 milligram yet.
Do you know what I've not seen at all? This one. Strawberry. No. Elf Ball.
No.
That's the one.
Elf Ball. They've rebranded Energy Ice to Elf Ball Ice.
Oh.
So you have seen it and tasted it before, but...
They've changed the name.
So I just want to... I think
Elf Ball Ice.
I think you've left me out there hanging. Sorry. Regarding the whole zero nic and how pointful it is.
Okay.
I do understand totally somebody weaning themselves to a zero. That's not my argument. My argument is this isn't necessarily... the right thing to end your journey on, because, you know, generally you'd start your journey on an Elf Bar or a disposable. Is it the best thing to end it on? I mean, you're still going to have the financial burden of keeping yourself in.
Very true.
So the zero thing is, it's not that it's pointless, but it's a little bit disconcerting as well, because zero nicotine, I mean, are you asking for trouble by releasing something that is a popular, convenient and easy to get hold of device with no nicotine in it? That concerns me.
Let me assure your concerns with the retailer, wholesaler has a responsibility to ensure their customer base.
They do.
That should put you at ease.
Yes, but... you know, people, where there's a will, there's a way. You've got to remember that. And we'll speak in more cliches throughout this video.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, to be fair, this cherry one is lovely.
Well, I should swap with you because I've been puffing away on pink lemonade. It's exactly the same as the normal pink lemonade.
That cherry is really good.
However, I don't get anything from it because obviously it's a zero. So what you're getting is just a mouthful of flavour and good vapour.
And if this video is going to be here for one thing and one thing only, is the fact that, are we confirming that the flavour profiles in Elf bars are unchanged when they are not mixed with the Nix salt? I think that's what we're doing. Because this tastes like a 20 milligram pink lemonade, a 2% pink lemonade.
Yeah, you're not going to pick up on it. I guess that's the thing, isn't it? It's just tricking your brain. You're getting everything.
Yeah, it's covering that physical action rather than getting the nicotine kicking in. And, for that reason, I, of course I do understand, but I just kind of think is there better ways to finish it? Great way to start it.
Blue raspberry lemonade. It's one of my favourites, Alex, so I'm going to crack that open.
Surprisingly, though, I'm not a massive fan of blue raspberry lemonade.
Oh, I like blue raspberry. Okay, let me do a little quick segment for those of you that don't know Elf Bar. Never come across Elf Bar before. I don't know where you've been, maybe under a rock. Let me tell you the flavour profiles that are available in Zero. Blue raspberry lemonade.
Yeah, you can start that again if you want.
Blue raspberry lemonade.
Blue raspberry lemonade.
Yeah. Cherry. Strawberry ice.
Yeah.
Blueberry. Sour raspberry. Pink lemonade. Blueberry. Kiwi passion fruit guava. Classic. Strawberry elf ball. Which, they did before apparently. An elf ball ice.
Yes. And that was very well read out.
Okay.
If I'm going to nitpick.
I don't know that I want you to nitpick.
Well, I would have done it in alphabetical order.
Right. I don't think I asked for your feedback though.
No, you didn't. If anything, you told me you didn't want any feedback.
Yeah, many times.
Well, once.
Alex, go on. Treat yourself. Try another flavour. What will he pick? What will he pick? You've seen disposables before. They come with a little protective seal on the airflow at the base and over the mouthpiece at the top. Just leave it a second just to make sure it's fully saturated before having a vape on it. But once it's open, I can smell those flavours. It's like being in a sweet shop.
And just like previous iterations of the Elf Bar, we have approximately 600 pods, puffs maximum. 600 puffs, and a 550 milliamp battery. So the zeros aren't going to cheat you out of the puffs. They're just going to take you away from the nicotine. Tagline. Just done a tagline without even meaning to.
How much?
$6,000.
Wow. Elf Bar
are doing really well though, aren't they? So
yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah, I think they should pay a bit more.
Yeah. I have found with this blue raspberry lemonade, Took a moment just to pull the flavour through. Two free vapes just to warm up that coil, get it really flavourful.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of normal, to be fair.
Yeah.
But wow, by the third inhale, full of flavour.
I find the flavour from the kiwi passion fruit guava kicks in almost immediately because it's such a beautifully balanced flavour.
That's absolutely a favourite. Blue Raz Lemonade and kiwi passion fruit guava.
Can't go wrong. Well, unless you're me and you don't really like blue raspberry lemonade, but I'm going to give it another go.
It's everything that you expect from Elf Bar. It's same ergonomic design. Oh,
that is actually better than I remember it being.
Same little LED that lights up when you inhale, flashes when it's empty.
Yeah.
And it's disposable. So, dispose of safely.
Mm-hmm. And responsibly.
Don't put it in your general waste bin.
No.
That's not sensible.
What we should do is just, stick it in a rocket and fire it into space. Not one at a time. That wouldn't be cost effective.
I don't think. Right. Don't fire them into space.
Yeah, no, do fire them. No, because we don't want aliens coming down here, do we? Because you're going to get nice aliens or you're going to get nasty aliens.
It'd probably be the friendly type.
Look what happened in Independence Day. They all think they're going to be nice aliens and they're stood partying on top of skyscrapers going, oh, the mothership, oh, this is so cool. And then just completely destroyed. And we don't want that, do we? Or it could be like the Geiger aliens in the film Alien and Aliens. Let's ignore these sequels. We don't want those down here either.
No.
You know, laying, getting a face hugger to lay eggs in us that's then burst out like they do in John Hurt in Alien. We don't want that to happen. So send rubbish into space.
Yeah.
And use it as a barricade to stop anybody else coming in. Because we don't want aliens, because they could be nasty aliens. Yeah, they could be nice. But even nice aliens turn bad.
That's an insight.
Did you ever see E.T. 2?
No.
No, it's a black market film. And E.T., you know, he goes home and then comes back and tries to conquer the world.
Oh.
Can't trust him.
You sure it's by the same... Okay, anyway, that was interesting. Alex.
No, I'm enjoying my thoughts about sending rubbish into space.
Out of what we've got left here, let me get rid of the empties because they just confuse me. Oh. Right. We've tried a couple each.
Oh, no, yeah.
Ooh.
I'm going strawberry elf ball.
Okay. I'm going to go for the elf ball ice. Let's see what they've done with it.
And so, you know, while you're waiting for the, you know, the disposable to sort of wick properly, what you can do is put your packaging back in the box. And when you put it back in your box like this, you can send it to space.
Don't.
Hey, it's gone to space.
Don't send stuff to us. That is such a weird idea. I don't even know where you got that from.
I mean,
imagine the cost of sending everything to space.
Yeah, you do it like a one-off, like once every sort of...
Are you inspired because of disposable?
2 years.
Thinking of like, oh, how do we save the planet?
Yeah, and the only real option is to send it all into space. We're not messing our planet up if we haven't got any rubbish left. Obviously, we've still got pollution.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What should you do with that?
And overpopulation... we've still got famine, we've still got war.
So,
why are you trying to depress everybody? I don't.
Would you suggest we send people to space?
No, just rubbish. But we'd need to send some people up with the rubbish to manage and maintain the space dumps that we're going to invent. Big space dumps.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've really thought this through.
Well, you'd think that, wouldn't you?
Mm.
But I really haven't.
No.
I basically started talking about it in this video. And then, you know, look at the way it's a good idea if it crystallizes so quickly, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, possibly.
You know, this idea was a horrible little scrawny caterpillar.
Yeah.
Now this idea is flourishing into a big, beautiful butterfly or moth, depending on what you think is better. I'm now thinking of Mothra from the Godzilla films. You know, Mothra, the big moth. So Mothra... In fact, this is what happens, right? So Mothra is overseeing our send rubbish to outer space program. So Mothra's there going, and making sure that the rubbish is put in the space dump.
I got you.
Yep.
Okay. Alex, what I would like to tell you about is, yes, this is based on a popular drink. I can't tell you which one. Elf ball.
Yeah, I've got the strawberry elf ball.
Is based on. But yes, I can tell you it's an energy drink.
It is an energy drink.
And elf ball ice, I can confirm, is straight out of the back of the fridge.
Is it that cold?
Yeah.
Oh, that's. Try this one.
That's
from
the back of the fridge.
Strawberry elf ball. I don't think it's as cold from what your description.
Wow. Somebody forgot to close the fridge door on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So same great flavour, but without any...
I like that
chill.
As well.
No chill.
Well, I'm coming round to the idea of zero nicotine disposables. I understand their place in the market. Do I understand people's need to buy them? Probably not. But that's because I'm a strong 20 milligram every day, each and every day, have no ambition to drop down from that sort of
what
situation.
I can say to you, though, Alex, is it's through steps like this,
yeah.
trying a zero nicotine and seeing how well it's received, that lead to steps of zero nicotine in flavours like mm-hmm. this being sent in pods.
That's very true.
Or in bottles.
Yeah.
So that you can fill your own pods.
I think, you know, if there's one thing we should be wary of, though, is obviously somebody like myself that's used to lots of nicotine, and when they're getting no nicotine, sometimes your brain can just randomly fire some ideas.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what's come over me regarding the Mothra space tip.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. There's lots of reasons why you could feel mentally affected right now. And some of those are lack of nicotine. So, yeah, you know, I've enjoyed these, Alex. Zero nicotine. Has it affected it? No.
No.
Elf ball. Elf bar. Is it still great? You know, yes. The flavour is just the same.
It is.
The design is just the same. Do you know, there's no point in really covering Elf bar. We've done our job.
Yeah,
here.
And you've got a cherry, which is a new flavour.
We launched Elf Bar in the UK. People were like, what's this? What's going on here? Like, let's sit down, watch this video and learn. And now, here we are.
Are we providing an educational service?
Talking through what it's like on the back end of the journey, going down to a zero, great flavour. Do you know, or maybe you just want this just to comfort in between those nicotine intakes.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. Nicotine intakes.
But I'm pretty much covered. Joe, the others are flavours we've covered before. They're going to be exactly the same. You're not really missing out from anything.
No.
And that, ladies, gentlemen, and thems and theirs, and those.
His and hers.
Yeah, and...
Oh, look, it came back from space.
Oh, wow. Just in time. Mm. That has been our look at the Elf Bar Zero range. Yeah, it is an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, judging by what we just said about it, we don't need to really recoup what we've said. You know, not recoup. See, you've really messed me up today. You know, off camera you've messed me up, and then on camera, you know, you've got me spouting nonsense about a space tip and dumping rubbish in space, which I think is a valid idea, but I'm probably wrong because I'm missing nicotine.
Alex.
Hello.
Prepare yourself.
I'm prepared.
I have the Vupu Argus pod. Now, we've seen Vupu.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the Argus range.
We have. We've covered everyone from the Argus range, I think.
Now, this device, slightly different to things that you've seen before from Vupu.
Let's see. Does it have a gene chip?
Yes.
Same.
No, not same.
Does it have a pod-style top part?
Yes.
Same.
No, Alex, not same.
Does it utilise mesh coil technology?
Yes, Alex.
It's the same.
No, Alex.
Oh, sorry.
No, for good reason that I'll come on to. Now, can I pass the top part of the box to you? Give me a sound effect. Thank you. And opening the box, I have an instruction manual, a USB-C, charging cable, and some silica. That's the first thing you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
USB-C, though, fast charge. Already I'm excited. Nice. I'm going to pop my e-liquid down there just so I don't forget. And your instruction manual, which is going to go through all the basics that you're going to want to look through. And that's that. Silica, well, you know, just keeps it dry. Alex, you can have a looky through the... Go on. I know you're itching to. Go on, read the specifics out.
Thunk. Pook.
Okay, I'm done. That's cool. The stuff out of
so,
the box.
So, what you get, as Pete's already gone through, let's talk about the pod cartridges, because we already know there's a device. There it is. We know all about the cable and manual, etc., because there they are. You get the Argus Pod cartridge, a 0.7 ohm. You get the Argus Pod cartridge, 1.2 ohm. So, you know, we're talking different degrees of mouth to lung vaping here. And it has a 0.69 inch OLED screen, an adjustable airflow, and it utilizes the ITO technology. Now, we've recently done another device that has ITO technology from Vupu, and we were both impressed. So Let's see if you can impress me.
Okay. I went for the
point
better.
0.7, yeah.
How did you know that?
Because out of the two calls, you went the better.
I was going to say the better of the two options.
And I cut in because we can finish each other's sentences. That's how long we've known each other.
Wow.
And the guys out there, they want to hear that. They want to know, you know, that we can work as one hive mind.
Alex.
Yes.
First of all, I take my 0.7 ohm coil.
Yep.
Pod,
yeah.
There is an indicator by an arrow telling me to put my nail under there and pull it back.
It says all that with just one arrow?
With one arrow. That's my interpretation of that
Vupu
arrow.
Vupu are really, really helping.
I can then place my juice bottle into the pod and squeeze and fill up the pod. So I have already primed it. I did fill it about halfway.
Did you though?
There's my pod.
Yep.
I've managed to spill it outside of the pod, so I just wipe that out of the way. Now, what I would say normally is leave that to soak 5-10 minutes.
But you've prepared it earlier.
I've already prepared
for
it.
For the lovely people out there, you've prepared it earlier. So yeah. Pete does a lot for you guys. He really does.
But while I'm on the pod...
Far more than me.
I must say, both of these are disposable pods.
Mm-hmm.
So although they're not refilled, once the coil burns out, you can refill the pod as you go in. Once it's burnt out, that whole piece goes in the bin.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit of a shame. I'd rather see replaceable coils than replaceable pods. But, you know, not everyone wants that. Some people are looking for the convenience of not having to change the coil, not have to clean out the pods.
Unless Explore Space is a space dumper. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Okay. Yeah, that's an option.
Are you planning to go to space at any point?
No. I don't think I'd want to go to space.
No, because it's going to be full of rubbish.
Interesting. Alex, the device itself is held together by magnets.
Ooh.
What I particularly like is you don't normally see a big song and dance about GeneChip. It normally just features it.
But
here we have a raised section that really kind of draws your attention to GeneChip, a bit like Intel.
Hang on.
I can see like
that. It doesn't just say GeneTip though, does it? Oh, it does, yeah. Oh. GeneChip inside.
Yeah.
That is actually what it says.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do.
GeneChip inside.
That's not...
I was going to vape it then, Pete, but it's your game. You know, it's your game, man. You need to
before
vape it first.
Before you vape it, I'm just going to run through a couple more things because it's ever so simple. So there's not lots to talk about here with the workings. So look and feel. Yep, it's a tiny little device. It's relatively weighty, though, so it's reassuring that you've got it in your pocket, and that's due to the structure of this device. See the branding Argus on one side, the branding Vupu and GeneChip on the other, and then on the side, we've got a little display screen, but only one button.
Mm-hmm.
Press that button, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it will light up with your Vupu display.
Excellent.
It's read my coil, and it's decided that it should be at 16 watts. Now, I can get in manually and adjust that if I wanted to. All I have to do is that single button there, just long press on it. That's quite a long press. I don't know why it's not working, Alex.
Let me have a go.
I'm still long pressing.
Right, so it's probably going to be 1, 2, 3. Probably going to be 4 clicks. No.
It's a long press.
Oh, yeah, I've made it change.
Oh, you did a long press. Why did it work for you and not me?
I didn't do a long press. I did somehow do a long
press. There's only two things. There's 5 clicks on off.
Yeah, right.
And
I'm going to get it done. There we go. You've got to have it on the wattage sign.
Ah, right.
So you're on puffs, not watts there, Pete. So it was on 14 watts. And it rounds up to
20,
and then round robins back to 5.
Yeah, so that's it.
Let's stick it on 15.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you let it just flash a few times.
No.
You've got to hold it down again. No, you just let it. Leave it go.
Leave it go, and it will settle it. So each click changes the wattage up.
Puff count. not puff count. So you need to have it on... So let's clear this up. To adjust the wattage, you need to have it on wattage, not puff count. That's a simple click between the two. Hold down when you're on wattage, brief hold down, and then you've got 5 to 20 watts to play with, which round robins when you go to adjust.
Perfect. Alex, that was great. Now, the only other thing to cover is the airflow, which is adjustable here.
Oh.
So you can have it fully closed off.
Yeah.
Which I found to be too tight.
Yeah?
Like way too tight.
You're going to go through pods like there's no tomorrow.
And then you've got everything in between, wide open, fully closed off.
Yeah.
Now, fully closed off, when I say it's restrictive.
You mean restrictive. Is that how you're going to say it?
That is a long, hard pull to get that through. Some people are going to like that.
Nah.
But for me, where it's at, wide open.
Yeah.
That is brilliant. The auto fire is sharp on there. You might want to close it off if you like it.
You're not kidding, man. That, I like that. That literally instant, that's a very, very, very well put together automatic trigger.
Yeah, straight away. Now, put it closer to the mic, and when you inhale, try and do it quietly so I can just, there you go. Every time. Straight off.
How many times?
Gone.
No, what if you'd say every time? How many times?
Every time. Like that.
You could probably sell that to VP.
What?
The double clicks.
Every time.
Yeah.
Like that. I bet they'll be into that. Nice.
It's
sound.
Probably not. It's not going to be as much as I'd get for a tagline. I think you're looking at about £1,800 rather than £3,000. So. But you do you. If you
I'll
wanna...
take it. I'll take that.
Yeah? Yeah. I think you should.
I'd settle.
There's no point in holding out for any more.
No. So it's a restricted device. Yeah. Clearly aimed for mouth to lung, which is where everyone seems to be at the moment. People just want flavour and dense vapour. It's definitely going to give you that. I'd like to try a cheeky director lung.
Yeah?
Nothing wrong with that.
No, it worked perfectly.
Now, I've coupled it with Blueberry Basics.
Yeah.
From Flavour Vapour. Really like it because it's a 50-50, it's a low neck, suits me perfect, flavour's amazing, goes great in this little pod, great with that coil particularly. I did say it's USB-C fast charge, didn't I?
You did.
So we've covered that. There's not a lot to talk about because it's about being simple. So you get into the display screen just by tapping the button, it lights up, tells me how much battery I've got, tells me the wattage, which is there. You don't even have to touch the wattage. Nope. It's going to do it for you. It tells me the resistance of the coil and how many puffs I've taken. Pretty simple.
Yeah. And the thing is, it again, accessible, usable, like the usability factor of that is high because you've only got one button to worry about. You've only got one mode. Enjoy. I think that's what Vupu was saying to people that are looking at these devices. They're going, I've got your back. Enjoy.
Simplicity.
We've done the work, so you don't have to. I don't know what that's from an advert, but I don't know what.
I think you've stolen that. You can't.
Yeah, that's not a tagline.
Nobody's going to buy that line from you.
We've done the work, so happy vaping.
Well, okay. That's
not. It's not good enough. The time and effort we put into our products means that you get to enjoy them. Vupu. There you go. Tagline £3,000.
I've managed to change it, Alex, so that the puff count
is up.
Is instead of the wattage.
Yeah, it's just
central.
One click, isn't it?
There you go. Boom.
Yeah, easy.
I'm going to click it again. There you go. I'm back to wattage. One click.
How many puffs do you want now, though?
Oh, I didn't even check. 27 puffs.
Wow. Yeah. Between us, 27 already.
Yeah. There you go.
Let's just round it up to 30.
So yeah, it's a great flavoured device. I like the convenience factor that you don't have to do a great deal. There's quite a few pros on there. It's fast charge, it's an all-day battery. It's a great display screen for a bit of feedback that you don't really need all of it. Do you need to know how many puffs you've had over the day? Maybe you do.
Well, if you're counting them like steps.
resistance. You don't really need to know. You chose it when you put the pod in, when you went and bought a pack of replaceable pods. You would have chosen that sort of thing.
The flavour, as with a lot of things from Vupu, flavour great.
Yeah, yeah.
It really does develop flavour well. And it's quite a warm vape, even with the airflow, I say wide open, I mean it's a square. But yeah. Even with the airflow wide open, like the flavour, it's nice and warm. It's a nice, comforting vape, isn't it?
I think one thing that Vupu have done really well is they've got a really good chipset.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got really good at their coils.
Yeah, they know how to build around a good idea with their chipset.
Yeah, it's they're an interesting company. Fact is, Alex, the new Argus Pod. It's a bit of a beast.
It works nicely.
It's subtle. It's light, but there's something about its structure that gives you some assurance. Although it's diddy in the hand, you know, that's a small device.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bit of weight to it, although it's light for its form factor. It's a decent all-day battery, decent juice. Makes it a fantastic experience.
Definitely.
That, Alex, is the Argus Pod Kit, the latest device from Vupu.
What have we got next, Pete?
Well, next up is a very interesting one. It is the latest device from Elfbar.
So you're already ahead of the game with me on this, aren't you? Because you you're a sneaky little sneak.
Mm.
You already cracked open one of the devices, which is, I'm not going to lie, mate, it's upset me a bit. You know, I thought. I thought I'd have free range, but no.
No. I'm going to put these to one side for a second. I'll come on to these.
So I've got to catch up with you now, so I'm just going to...
I think you're going to love this, and I think it's going to make a lot of people think differently about disposables.
I think you're right.
Times are a-changing.
And not everything's changing for the better, but having more cost-effective and accessible devices in at least vaping rather than, you know, everything else that's going up in price is a really, really, you know, it's a nice positive, isn't it?
Alex.
Peter.
Here I have. I'm going to let you finish that.
Is it because it's annoying?
It's quite loud.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't make it. There you go.
And silence, please. Thank you. Alex, here is the latest revolution from Elfbar. I say revolution, not wastefully, but this is a change.
Evolution.
It's that. Elfbar have evolved. Now, we've seen Elfbar do pod devices before. But people love the Elf Bar.
Mm, they do.
Now, Elf Bar have come up with the Elfa. Now, I'm going to do a spoiler. It's a pod.
Oh, yes.
No, wait a minute. That's my favourite disposable. It's a pod. But I thought it was my favourite disposable. Oh, no, it is.
Because it's a pod.
It's a pod.
And look. Oh, look at that.
Like, and something we don't see. We don't see this in the UK, Alex. On the base. Charge port. When do we see that? We don't. Our disposables aren't rechargeable.
No.
Because you don't need to recharge 2 mil. The battery depletes by the time you've used the juice.
Yeah.
So this rechargeable pod system is disguised as an Elf Bar. But
Should we do a role play?
Yeah. Okay. I'm up for a role play.
All right. I like your Elf Bar, Pete. I've not seen a black one like that before.
What
flavour is it?
Oh, this is Blue Raz.
No, it isn't. It's black. What are you talking about?
No. I've got a custom one, Blue Raz. Have a try on it.
But it's
will convince you it's an Elf Bar. See?
But it's black. Have they changed the colour?
No, the only difference about my Elf Bar is the LED, see? Because yours doesn't do this. You probably just have a blue light on the base.
Yeah.
Oh, no, guess what? Fooled ya. It's a pod.
Oh my God. Is that a rechargeable base?
Yeah.
So I can have all of my Elf Bar goodness flavor-wise and it be...
in a rechargeable battery.
And it's got a light around the base.
And no longer are we looking at a disposable. That's right.
Oh my God.
And friend, we have different colorways for them as well. So depending on what color you like, there's options.
Oh, I like this color. Can I have one of these?
No, you can't, because that's the one that I've got. But there's black, there's white, there's blue.
Oh, I have the white one. Oh, purple, I've got the white one.
There's orange. So the white one's quite cool. It's like the light side, the dark side.
Yeah.
I'm your father.
No.
And the best thing about it is you can pop the pod out, and there's options. Elf ball flavor, refillable pods. Watermelon flavor. Blueberry. Cola. And I would only assume, Alex, that when these hit general release, because these are pre-production samples,
yeah,
when they hit general release, there's going to be the option for the full range. So we start off with Blue Razz Lemonade in the device itself.
Yeah.
That's what you get in the box. Let me run through the box itself, okay?
Let's crack it open.
What is in the box? That's what's in the box. A piece of cardboard, an instruction manual, and the device itself.
Excellent.
Goes like that.
And it already has
and the only the difference
Blue
Razz, is
the Blue Razz pod inside it.
Yeah, the only thing that you're not seeing is the fact that it's in a blister pack. If I pull out one that's not been opened.
Oh, yeah.
So there's the device. It's
so
in a blister
for
pack.
All intents and purposes, it looks like a standard Elf Bar. But no, it's offering you far more.
Yeah. Oh, you might go, oh, I haven't got a USB-C charging cable with it. No. Because Elf Bar, they're like, do you know what, guys? You've probably got one at home.
Exactly.
So do you need one? You'll probably waste it. Don't go wasting
500
stuff.
Milliamp battery. So daily charge. But with the way this performs, and I've only just started hitting it, to be perfectly honest.
There's a couple of things you already know here, Alex. That size battery on a 2mm disposable gives you what? 500-600 puffs. Now, if you've had a disposable, you know that that either lasts you a day, 2 days, 2.5 days.
Yep.
You do you.
Yeah.
But that's how often it's going to need recharging.
I really like the form factor. I like the branding, the Alpha. I think it just looks a little bit...
It doesn't look like that at all.
I couldn't try that again if...
No.
Oh, can't even talk. You carry on, Pete, because I think I've blown off half of my...
I think what you were going to say is I like the branding Alpha because that's a good play on words for Alpha.
Yeah, Alpha.
And that you like the fact that they've made it look their first proper go at making a pod that replaces your love of disposables. That is more cost-effective way.
It's not their first.
No.
Because they do the Mate 500.
They have. And no, it's not the second either, because they've done the FB 5000, was it called? 1000. There's the one that takes the replaceable coils, the pod we've covered.
Yeah, that's
it.
Right, yeah.
But now with the Alpha, they've gone, do you know what? For people that love that form factor.
Winning formula.
That want total convenience. The one thing they're not loving is the form factor. Let's give them that. Now you've got three options from Elf Bar. It's the way it clicks in. You have to turn it.
I didn't even notice that until then. I mean, this is... I think you've got the Elf Bar. You've got the Elf Bar logo. I think the Alpha looks very contemporary.
You've changed flavours. What flavours did you go for?
Coke. Or cola.
Oh, okay.
And it is good.
Have a go on your cola here. You can try my blue raspberry, which you've already tried.
I've tried, yeah. Oh, it looks nice in black, doesn't it?
Do you know the best thing about Elf Bar? You don't have to describe the flavour profiles because everyone knows them.
Yeah.
They're incredible. They're leading.
Yeah.
the sweet.
Well, we do have to explain the Elf Ball because they've changed the name.
Yeah, yeah.
From Energy Ice to Elf Ball.
Well, it tastes like an energy drink, but we can't say which one.
No.
But Elf Bull is like your classic it energy is. Drink. I can't tell you which one, but Elf Bull is Elf like Bull. An yeah. energy drink.
It's like an energy drink, isn't
and
it?
And if you like that energy drink, you're like that.
Yeah.
That's really all there
it's
is.
It's because it's like an energy drink.
Yeah. So I think that's clear enough. Mm. In fact, this would probably be the only video where I don't really get into flavours because it's not really
no.
about the disposable.
No, it's about the device itself.
We're talking now about a pod system. An all-day battery, fast charge, magnetic contacts. It's like a... If you place it just right, the magnets pull it in. But you might need to give it a little twist. Form factor, everything, you know.
It's really good. And I think I'm surprised to an extent that Elfbar hadn't thought of this as the next evolution from the disposable. But maybe they're waiting for data sets to come in. But I mean, this, it looks nicer than the Mate 500, which is a little bit square. And... You know, to be fair, it's got a nice weight to it.
I can't think of a smarter move for that company.
No.
I think what they've done here is pure genius. Maybe you could one-up it. Okay, R&D department at Elfbar, if you're listening. Make that coil that you've got in there replaceable and put a fill port on the pod.
That would be another game-changing move,
If you can
it?
Do that, I'll accept...
Go big or go home.
100,000?
That's too big.
1,000? 2,000? 5,000? 12,000? About 5, 7, 8,000? 6.5, 10s? 1,000s?
10,000.
10.
Yeah.
That's what I'll take.
I mean...
So yeah. Just as your R&D
yeah.
suggestion.
Your guru.
Yeah.
Your research and development guru.
You know, and I think people would thank me for it.
I think they would.
I think that is the only way you could make this any better. I'm so pleased to see it.
Yeah.
Do you know...
This is the next step in disposables. And I think it's got the form factor that people are buying into, but... It's only semi-disposable.
Yeah.
And that's already a better move than just pure disposable because you've got a rechargeable battery, which has got a nice circular light around the bottom.
People
like
are
a
used
halo
to
light.
Semi-disposables. We throw coils out in existing devices. We throw pods out in existing devices. I'm thinking like the Caliburn range.
Yeah.
Not all of those are disposable coils. Some of them are disposable pods.
Yeah.
We've seen it the same with Oxford. Now, Elfbar have joined that league. What I would love to see, because this is such an advancement and an exciting one because of the form factor that people love, I'd love to see them go just one better and put a fill port on there and a replaceable coil.
I know, you've already said that. And saying it twice just to ram home the point.
Yeah.
I like it, Pete.
Thanks. I just
yeah.
have some. Shall Smash. I get these out of the box and show people what you've got? Because I haven't shown them the other colourways. Go on, Alex, you take one out as well.
I mean, you can kind of see them on the box.
There's a blister pack with that one.
That's the...
And
in that one?
That blister pack, there's that. So there you go. There's some colour options as well. Yeah. And there's the black and then
I'm going to take the blue one home for my wife.
Then there's a white. So, you know. And... You know, if the wife's watching, so this one's your birthday present from me, mainly.
Oh, you're giving it to her, are you?
Yeah. It's,
oh, okay.
You know, just let her know it's for her birthday that I missed.
Yeah, it's from Pete. It's not from your husband.
I didn't miss it. I didn't miss her birthday. I was more waiting for this for her.
Oh, yeah. Birthday. That's a really good way of putting it.
You can kind of sell it as that.
I'd probably put it that way as well.
Yeah. No, good one.
Yeah.
But that... Let me pop those in the box and you can just, because you can look at boxes instead. There you go. You've seen, there's the pod. Wow. I love the fact the box immediately fell over after I put the effort.
I know, that was amazing.
Stand it up.
So I think I'm going to go for that. And,
okay.
And have one of these.
There. That is. What are you opening now?
Nothing.
Open another one up.
La, la, la,
what are you trying?
La, la. I'm not trying anything.
I want to try something if you're trying stuff. Are you just moving stuff to take... You just... Have you opened all the...
No.
Why have all the pods got one missing? I think I know what's going on here.
Well, I mean, look, just check the pack on top. There's nothing missing. Nothing missing. I haven't done anything.
How weird that you left the watermelon.
No, I
didn't. Left the watermelon?
No, I've left all of them.
But took all the other flavours.
For you.
So, Elf Bar, great job. I'm genuinely impressed by what you've done here. If you're watching this,
well done.
The Elfa, awesome.
Win.
Obviously, you can take our advice and be real winners and look at our next steps. And if you do, small fee.
Yeah.
Small fee.
It's nothing, double figure really. Thousands, that's all.
It's nothing. And if you know, if you think that's too small, then double it.
Yeah. Treble it.
Yeah. Just do that. Do that. But that is our look at the Elfa.
I quite like it.
I thought you might.
Yeah, I do. I
did you leave me a cola? Are you taking both the cola?
No, I've left you a cola. Why I've got the energy ones there.
What, two?
Yeah, because I don't like energy, nor do you. How'd you know?
How'd you know?
No, we do like it, but I mean, like, I know my wife loves that flavour. My wife loves that flavour.
She can have it.
Yeah, I know. Didn't think you'd...
If the wife's listening.
Yeah. Jay. Which she isn't, but it's fine.
She never watches anything I do. I'm not feeling the love.
Maybe you are feeling the love, and that's part of the problem.
Yeah, maybe.
Alex, will these stand up without much persuasion?
These are not gonna stand up. I'm gonna no. Don't even try, Alex. There's too many to go through.
Ooh.
I did open one of these for you to
I'm opening one for me to look at, yeah.
Okay. So what I was gonna do is just pop one out and then we can open some of the others as we go and see what you think, and if you love it, we can just vape on the ones that you love the flavour of the most, because there's too many flavours to try.
There are a lot. I mean,
I think I've done it, Alex. Ta-da!
There's 12.
Okay. Alex.
Peter.
I've got a range of devices to try, and they're all a little bit different, mainly ergonomically different.
Yeah.
They feel slightly different in the mouth. Fantastic.
They're
flavors.
Impossible to take out the packaging.
They're impossible to take out the packaging because, you know, they're well sealed. But I'll help you with that. Here, take that and you can cut the box open. And, have you got it?
Stop having knives on yourself.
It's a pen knife. It's a pocket knife. Alex, here I have a vape device by Moti. Now, you're going, but Pete, it looks like a lollipop.
Oh, there's a quick...
Joe, you're making a real drama out of it, and it really doesn't need to be. It's just a small pod-sized disposable.
Yeah.
So no recharge, no filling with juice, no mess, no leakage, no burnt out coils.
No.
Disposable.
Disposable.
So you take the device, you remove the bung from the top of it, and you enjoy it. But the bit that you thought was a lollipop when I first showed it to you is actually somewhere where if you wanted to carabiner it onto a backpack, you could. It's got like a soft piece of like a silicone-y type material on there that you can kind of clip onto stuff. Best thing about these, amazing flavour.
Worst thing about these, they've already got a tagline.
Oh, they've come up with a tagline without you.
Find your motivation.
Ah, yep, there you go. Boom.
Can't beat that.
It's a good line.
It is. Can't beat it.
Motivation.
So I've got a flavour that I've not had in a disposable before. Vanilla Sunday. I'm looking forward to having it. These are 800 puffs.
Yep.
20 milligram Nick Salt, as seems to be the way with all disposables. But 650 milliamps of battery life. So about 100 more than you'd find in most 600 to 800 puff devices. So that's pretty good. There's not the Moti Pop. There's not really much more to say other than how well do they taste. I mean, they've got a different form factor to everything else.
I've got to say, its whole kind of look like that is quite random. It does look like a lollipop. Now, ooh, I guess by the fact that it's called pop, as in a range, it was quite intentional to put that kind of clip on the base of it.
I'd agree, yeah.
The loop there that you can attach it to. I don't know if that's really appealing to the right audience. It's a little bit kind of youthful for my liking.
That might be a step in the wrong direction.
Yeah, but, you know, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. You're trying to be playful with
it. I mean,
it.
If they'd hit the new web... Let's do that, say that bit again. If they'd hit the new metal scene of the mid to late 90s, early 2000s,
yeah,
people with wallet chains would be able to keep them on that. And then, yeah, okay,
I don't
I get
really
what you're
know
doing.
What I would clip that to, personally.
No, but that's because neither of us wear wallet chains.
And then I kind of think, you know, some of like the familiar-sized disposables or pods, I tend to vape almost a little bit cigarette-like. You know, I hold them in this way. I do like the way it fits my mouth, though.
Yeah.
Very nice, like, ergonomically. Very light, very convenient in your pocket. You know, you just consider that sliding into your pocket. And there's a lot of men now that wear those legging jeans. You know, it's that real skinny jeans.
I mean, you say...
They're like leggings, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't get it myself.
Okay.
But, I wear slim fit jeans.
But bear with me. If you did get it, slide that in. Thin, isn't it?
Coin pouch aficionado.
Yeah, yeah. That is something that's going to go with your leggings.
Jeggins.
Jeggins, that's
called,
the one.
Jeggins?
Yeah.
I try and ignore stuff like that.
The thing is, it says Moti quite clear on it, so there's a good bit of branding for them. I like the fact that it's kind of got like a transparent outer layer, and then you've got clear colours on the inside going on.
It's very cool.
Airflow's cool. Ergonomics cool. Weird kind of lanyardy kind of clip there. I don't know. And then the worst bit, Alex, and you have to kind of draw attention to the bits that I love and the bits that I hate.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't see the flavour very easily. It's so discreet there on the base. Tropical
it
mango.
Says tropical mango, yeah.
Yeah, so subtle.
It's,
now,
not, it's not too bad with the vanilla sundae, but I think because
it's the colour, isn't it?
Well, it's not even the colour. I think because the outside of the device itself is sort of on a curve because it's the base of it,
yeah,
and it's moving in on a nice little curve. It kind of makes it difficult to read because you're getting like a silhouette.
Yes, yes. flavour, absolutely incredible. That tropical mango is very nice.
Vanilla sundae.
So try your vanilla sundae. Do you want to open up another one there?
Tropical mango is very good. Yeah, cool. Pass me your just a pen knife. Not really. It's a flick knife.
Hold
knife.
On. I'm going to open up the rich tobacco because I want to see how good they've got the tobacco, because tobacco can be a really tricky one to pull off.
And I'm going to look at the lemon tart.
Lemon tart's a lovely flavour. I'm more interested to see how they deliver the more complex ones.
Let's put that away in case somebody hurts themselves with it.
Oh, the smells good straight away. Okay, yeah, so you're right. I can see on here it says rich tobacco, and it's quite clear on this one. So the flavour is very good. Rich tobacco is spot on.
Oh, that lemon tart's nice. Oh. Yeah.
It's
good flavour, really good flavour.
This one, the rich tobacco is toasted. It's relatively mild.
Yep.
It's not a strong throat hit type of tobacco. It's a great transitioning flavour.
Yeah, the lemon tart, I mean, I'm a fan of lemon tart vapes. Always have been, hopefully, always will be. And the Moti Pop lemon tart is what you'd expect. It really is. It's lovely.
That's vanilla sundae. I've tried that one. I'm going to pop that one over there. Kind of building up. Okay.
Let's try the cream tobacco, as you've already cracked the rich tobacco, sorry, that you've already cracked.
The lemon tart. Just smell the
You can smell aroma. The biscuit base, yeah. Can't you?
And that is incredible.
You're right about that tobacco, mate. That's very good.
I'm always interested in the flavours that aren't in that mainstream, you know.
Yeah,
the mainstream ones are go-to because they're easy to compare against other ones that you've also tried. So juicy grapes is a typical example. You know, grape, so many companies have a grape. So
yeah,
it's very easy to work out, you know, how good is that? How well does that translate? The tobaccos, something that I really like. I like the sweet tobaccos particularly. But to see how well they've kind of put them together and how they come across is always interesting. This is an incredible flavour. The way that they've profiled the lemon and the tart, the actual base.
It's truly enjoyable.
It's been a very long time, Alex, since I've had a flavour and gone, that is not something that I'd be into. There's a lot that could sway me into trying out new things here.
For sure. I think... If you're going to release in right now in the market that we've got, the disposables, if you're going to release a disposable range, you want to make sure that you've got some of the key flavours that are going to get people to notice your range. So, like, go for the classic ones. So, like grape, like blueberry, like cola, getting people to kind of go, oh, they do a cola in this one.
Yeah.
But also introduce something that's not everywhere. So, vanilla sundae, I haven't seen a vanilla sundae so far in a disposable.
There's one thing that I'm kind of intrigued with, which is, can I remove the bit that I find kind of not suitable for me, which is this little tag thing?
You could with...
And I think I'll probably damage it if I pulled it out. I don't want to risk breaking it.
You've got a knife.
I could cut that off. And then, imagine it with that cut off. That feels a lot more suitable for someone like me to go
100%,
around using.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're a 41-year-old male...
I just think.
Do you want to be carrying around something that suggests it's a lollipop?
Let's say you're in the workplace.
Yeah.
You go out to the smoking shelter, and there you are with all the smokers. They go, are you into vaping now? Yeah, I've just given up. And they go, looks like a lollipop. Tastes incredible. It illuminates at the base. I assume that's going to flash when the battery runs out as well.
Yeah.
Which is at the point where the device is done.
I would make that assumption too.
So, Alex, we've had mango, we've had tobacco, we've had vanilla sundae, we've had...
Lemon tart.
There's lush ice, fresh mint, blueberry, red storm, juicy grape, peach ice, strawberry ice cream, and cola fizz. I'd like to try one more and then say... That has been our look at the range. So what would you go for?
Well, I don't know what Red Storm is, but it's in a blue packet, which suggests to me that it's going to be minty.
Do you want to try?
Let's risk it.
Red Storm, let's have a look. Now, all of these are in a 20, so that's the reason I don't want to go through the full range in one sitting.
I'm already feeling quite nicked out, I've got to say. I feel like I'm worse for wear.
There's a lot of, in a 20 for sampling, that can be...
It should be the way that it's done. But doing, you know, I mean, this isn't the only video we've recorded today.
No.
So I feel with every puff at the moment... I'm getting more and more overdone.
Right. I mean, it's very blue, but it's called Red Storm. Ah, oh, I know exactly what it is.
Is it aniseed?
No. Think energy drink. Red.
Leicester.
Not Storm.
Leicester. It's not cheese. Red.
Energy drink. It's not a sheep, Alex.
Red Lentless?
It's not. No.
Ronster?
No. I want you to think about an animal like a cow. But you know, you can't obviously say it. Just vape it.
Highland cattle?
No.
Frisian?
No. I mean, it smells just like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
I
know.
Mean, I'm playing the fool, but. Yeah.
You know exactly.
That tastes Red Storm tastes massively like Rouge.
Frisian. Yeah. I mean, you know exactly what that is. And they've been very...
What would Christian Horner say about...
They've been very cautious with it, and they've gone with a colour that's nothing like it. And that makes sense. But the flavour, identical.
I mean, it's as if they've got their own race team called Moti Ball Racing.
That's good. So what I would say, Alex, the world of disposables, the flavour profiles, the devices themselves are interesting. To look at a device that now looks like a lollipop is not something I ever thought I'd be doing.
No.
Interesting.
It is interesting. I don't know if it's...
If I showed you these...
If Moti phoned me up now and went, what do you think of our product? I'd go, flavour phenomenal. The way it works, great.
Device.
The general look up until a point is fine.
If I hide
one
this bit,
point, if the I one hide... point that lets it down is making it look like an ice pole.
Yeah.
It's but, a bit all pop.
Do you know, that's how they branded it. It was their pop range.
I know, but call it a pop, and then you could imagine that's like some sort of, you know, oh, the stick's broken off. So nobody's going to criticise you for there being no stick.
At this point, everyone's going, oh, that's cool. That's really good. What about now?
Mm.
I just think, it's not really... For me, I can't really go out with that.
No. It's like missteps that certain things in the vape community are made in the manufacturing of stuff. So Inokin, when they released the grenade shaped Coolfire mod, not sensible. Also, probably calling all of your mods variants of Coolfire.
Yeah.
I mean, firstly, let's not bring up fire and vape devices, because the one or two people that have done something really stupid bring it all down. So don't play into that. And also, you know, is fire cool? Mm. It's neither cold nor that's cool, mate.
Yeah. It's,
so there's always missteps, and big companies do it. Smaller companies, up and coming companies can also do it. The product generally phenomenal.
Yes.
The little taggy bit.
It's the tag, isn't it?
It's
the tag. So, I mean, these devices...
What are you doing, Moti? Oh, you've done so much right, and what have you done right at the end? You've messed it up.
That's really cool. That makes it look like a lollipop, which is what the brand's leaning into. Look, it's a lollipop. But they're not lollipop flavours. They're awesome flavours that everyone would like.
Yeah, and just don't put that bit on.
And that, Alex, has been our look at the Moti range of pop. Enjoyed that. I've had a lot of nicotine in this podcast, Alex.
Yeah, I've had too much. I don't really want to talk for a minute.
Oh.
I'm kind of destroyed.
You've only got a little bit more, which is just to thank people who've joined us. Just the viewers of the podcast, really. I mean... Okay.
I mean, I don't know. The people that are watching this as the full-length podcast might have noticed that I've got...
Flagged. You flagged as it got towards the end.
I've gone sort of... My energy level's dropped quite massively because I'm trying to counter the amount of nicotine I've got in my system.
If you're watching on the podcast, I mean... Well, that tag, without it, it's good.
Without saying anything sweary, WTF.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I ground the shit out of it. It's a S word.
Do you know what? I reckon girls are going to love that.
Do you though?
I don't think...
I mean, girls that you know that vape, do you think they'd like that with the tag?
Yeah, I think some will. I think it's cool and quirky. And
my wife wouldn't like it. She'd be like, why has it got a tag on it? And I'd go, WTF.
Yeah. Thanks for watching, guys.
Thank you.
And whatever platform you've been on, maybe you're listening, in which case you haven't got to see the lollipop that we've just been vaping on.
Or the fact that we're both slowly going into a nicotine-based coma.
Yeah. I mean, that's the downside of when the samples all seem to be high neck.
Yeah. To be fair, we've recorded quite a lot today. Not just what we've done right now, not just this podcast. We did another show, one earlier today. And all I'm going to say is, I've gone tired. I've done too much nicotine, and I never thought I'd get to a point where I've gone, I've done too much now. I've done too much today, And, you know, we've done a lot of disposables and I've enjoyed doing it a lot. It's been fun.
Yeah.
But now I am on my ass.
And on that bombshell, I've been me. You've been you.
Not even going to stop you.
Alex is a little nicked out and can't be finding the energy for the ending. And for that, I'm eternally grateful and enjoying the blissful ending where I have the opportunity to outro the show. And well done for that. See you next time, guys. Woo! Alex, come back.